for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, August the 30th, 2002. Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Dr. Bill Null, Salina, Kansas, is the teacher of the afternoon.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And walk back through with him so as some did not have to bear the shame of walking alone, but he walked on the covering of the Father. And I say to all of you that I was that prodigal. And my Father met me, and he covered me with his garment, covered my shame, and he brought me back into the house. He put a ring on my finger and shoes on my feet, and a robe on me, and he killed a fatted calf because his Son had returned from death. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you. I tell you, when you get the revelation of the prodigal son, you will see that you were that son, that the Father loved you so much he was spying through the spyglass, waiting for you to come back, looking. And when he saw you, he ran through the village so that you would not have to suffer shame. He removed your shame. He said you will receive double honor for your shame, and he covered you with his garment. And you're under the wing of Jesus Christ. He's covered you with his wing. And here it says, woe to the rebellious children who don't take counsel of me, who devise a covering but not of my spirit. Walk out from under the wing that they may add sin to sin. They walk down to Egypt. That's the world. Have not asked my advice to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh. That's the devil. For the whole world system lies in the lap of the evil one. And to trust in the shadow of Egypt for the world. Therefore the strength of Pharaoh shall be your shame, and the trust of the shadow of Egypt shall be your humiliation. I say to you, when you devise your own plans, and you walk out and leave the wing of God, you're setting yourself up for the spirits of shame and humiliation to come into your life. And that's what happened when you walk away from the wing of God, from the plans of God. God has covered you with his wing. There are no holes in a wing. The enemy's up there on top of that wing looking down. He can't see nothing. That Rasmussen. I talked about Rasmussen earlier. It's our occasion word from which sin is derived. When sin is first used in the Bible in Genesis, it said sin is crouching at the door. The Rasmussen, the demon, is crouching at the door, and it is his desire for you to have you, but you should rule over it. Well, the Rasmussen, my son said, I asked my son about it, and he said, yes, Father, that is right. That is the occasion, the derivative of the occasion word. My son speaks Hebrew and Greek and some occasion, and Latin and German and English and French. And he's a revelation scholar. He has a PhD from the University of Cambridge. Currently, he's lecturing on at the University of Berlin in German. He said, do you remember when I took you through the Museum of Natural History in London? Yes. Remember I took you to the Assyrian portion? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember it. Remember those funny-looking statues they had? They looked like the gargoyles on the Masonic temple? I said, yeah. So those are the Rasmussens. They're the demon gods that protect the buildings. You wonder why the Masons got those things up there? You know that's where they come from. Out of the Mesopotamian demonology. the Mesopotamian religion of Babylon. They're up there to protect the people who come in, either protect them, they're either benevolent spirits, if you've made an adequate sacrifice to please the gods that rule them, or malevolent, to do you harm, if you have not made an adequate sacrifice. And they have, in one hand, they have a bucket, in the other hand, they have a shaft, a long rod with a, it looked like a pine cone on the end, with a barbed wire cluster. You've heard of the purple shaft with the barbed wire cluster? Nobody's ever heard of that. That was a term we used in college all the time. Hallelujah. And the purple, you know, you had the purple heart with the cluster. We had the purple shaft with the barbed wire cluster that you received sometime from people who didn't do you fairly. Well, he got that shaft there, and he said, I don't know what it means. I know what that means. I said, that bucket is when you deal with Satan, you can heal him, and he's being benevolent to you, let you stick your hand in the bucket and get your prize. But the problem is you got to reach over down in there. You can't see what's in it. Maybe a bucket full of gold. Maybe a bucket full of poisonous snakes. You don't know. When you deal with Satan, you don't know what you're going to get. And the other was the shaft. And he sits up on that wing with that shaft, and he's waiting. And then you move out over here, and he moves in the spider web, and they got big holes in there. And he says, He goes, God, he got me. I've been wounded, Lord. God will heal you. You come back to God. He's gracious and merciful. He reach down and pick you up, love you, and heal you. But I'm going to tell you, people, it's a lot better not to get wounded than it is to get wounded and then come back and get healed. And so you stay under the wing of God. Don't devise your own plans that are not of His Spirit. Go down and ask the world for his trust in the shadow of Pharaoh, who asked the ungodly banker what you should do with your money. Yeah. What does Second Chronicles chapter 20 said? Believe and trust in God's prophets and you shall prosper. What says? Y'all act like y'all don't believe me. Let's look at that. I mean, everybody looking at me like, what's that mean? Well, let's look at here at 2 Chronicles. And go here to chapter 20. And it's still here. It's a wonderful story of Jehoshaphat and the people of Moab and Ammon and Mount Seir came to battle. A great multitude, Jehoshaphat said, we can't defeat that army. So he had to call a solemn assembly and fasted, and all the people came in. And they had a prophecy. And the prophecy said, the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. Go out to this valley, and you'll see the glory of God. And so the next morning, they... Okay, praise God, let's see here. You need to read all of it, and let me see. Come down here. Look at verse 20. And so they got ready the next morning, and they go out, and they gave them for the army to go out, and rose early in the morning and went into the wilderness. Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who sing to the Lord and should praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went before the army, they were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And when they began to sing and praise, God set ambushment against the people of Moab, of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who'd come against Judah, and they were defeated. And the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they made an end of the inhabitants of Mount Seir, they helped to destroy each other. And so when Judah came to the place that was overlooking the wilderness, they looked at the multitude, and there were dead bodies falling on earth, and no one had escaped. And it took them 3 days to strip the dead of all the booty carried back to Jerusalem. Why? Because they believed God's prophet. They fasted and prayed and turned to God's prophets. I want you to note they fasted. He proclaimed a fast and called everyone in to fast and pray. The prophets spoke forth a prophecy. And what it said, you ain't supposed to fight. God's going to defeat the enemy for you. And so the next morning they got ready to march out and they put the praisers in front. Judah went first, the praisers. And they praised, they began to praise God. As they walked out, God killed all the enemy. And they arrived and there they were. It took them 3 days to strip the dead and they all prospered. And what's the point of this story? Believe God's prophets. Trust the Lord. And He will give you a prophetic word. I mean He will give you a prophetic word. Now, I'm not talking about the Jezebel who's going around and you tell him, wants to know your problem and will be glad to prophesy to you when you tell her what you want. I'm talking about you praying fast and the prophet of God will come up to you and tell you what to do. Knows nothing and will confirm in your heart what to do. Praise the Lord. Trust the holy man of God. And you all have someone that you trust as pastor and the elders of the church. Trust God and He will deliver you. And so, God loves you. And it's His great desire that you're free. And He loves you with an everlasting love. And God wants you to do one thing. He wants you to thank Him. I was going to speak to you on Thanksgiving. I have a number of verses to show you that Thanksgiving brings healing. Thanksgiving brings deliverance. Thanksgiving brings just all sorts of blessings. I have 6 pages of them, but I'm not going to go into those today. What I'm going to show you is, look at 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 18. Starting with verse 16, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now, how many places in the Bible does it say, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you? It says, when you should flee fornication, for this is the will of God, your sanctification. But it says you should thank God. In everything. In times of problems and tribulation. What did Jonah do? Jonah was rebellious. And he got swallowed by a big fish. And he stayed in the belly of the fish for 3 days. Do you know that about 20 years ago I saw an account where the whale fishing fleet was out and a man fell overboard and they saw the whale swallowing. And 3 days later they harpooned a whale and drug him up into the factory ship and they cut him open and there was this old boy in the belly of the whale. He was still alive and he came out and his skin was completely bleached white. But he was alive. I'm sorry I didn't save it. I didn't save the piece of paper. I didn't save the story. But it's possible for someone to live in the belly of the fish because the Bible says so, and God has shown it more than once. This time was published in the newspaper. Some people will believe something they read in an ungodly newspaper and won't believe the Bible. You know that? Some folks will believe what they but to print in an ungodly newspaper, but yet they won't believe the Holy Word of God. Well, let's look at Jonah. Turn over to Jonah and see what Jonah did. He was in the belly of the fish, and the fish went down to the bottom, and the seaweed wrapped around his head. And he went down to the base of the earth. Where's Jonah, Lord? Joel? Amos? Jonah. Jonah is right after Amos. It's on page 1324. Okay, here we go. Chapter 2, verse 7. And he said, look at verse 5. The waters surrounded me even to my soul. The deep crows around me. The weeds were wrapped around my head. We went down to the moorings of the mountains. The earth and its bars closed behind me forever. Yet you brought me up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. My prayer went up to you into your holy temple. Those who regard worthless idols forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. And I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. God spoke to the fish and he vomited Jonah out on dry land. I, with the voice of thanksgiving, I will sacrifice and I will pay my vows. And you'll always find that after it says, I will, the voice that I will pay my vows. So pay what you have, what God has told you to do. But you will find thanksgiving and you will find deliverance in thanksgiving. In everything with thanksgiving, let your voice be heard. And I say to you now, God is a gracious and a merciful God. He loves you. He loves each one of you. He created you, and he wants you to be the person he created. He doesn't want you to be anybody else. The spirit of self-hatred comes because we have felt rejected by our parents, by our godly parents, by our peers, by our bosses, by our friends, by our husbands or wives, and we want to be somebody else. If we could just be somebody else, we would please them. And that's the spirit of self-hatred, and you need to bind that spirit and tell it to leave you. And you want to be the person God created you before the foundation of the earth. You want to bind the fear that you have that you're not going to be loved, not going to be wanted. For God said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear, a bondage again to fear, but a power love and a sound mind, a bondage again to fear, but I gave you a spirit of adoption where we cry, Abba, Father. So God didn't give you fear. He gave you power, love, and a sound mind. He adopted you as his child. He said, all your life you've lived in fear of death. Jesus came to destroy him who controlled death, that is the devil, that you might be set free from the fear of death. But all your life you've lived in fear of death. So he says, I want you free. I want you free to serve me, to be the person I created. I don't want you to feel that you're rejected and unloved. I don't want you to fear. I want all the Hittites out of your life. Your mother was a Hittite. Your father was an Amorite. Your visitor was from Canaan. And so I want the Hittites, the fear, the Canaan, the Amorites, the pride, the Canaanites of rejection and being despised out of your life. I want you to know that I love you. With a love that's absolutely unconditional. I want you to know that I love you. And let the love of God fall into you. Now, I asked God one time, why is it that I prayed for people to receive the unconditional love of the Father and they couldn't? And he gave me a verse in 1 John chapter 2, which says, love not the world or the things in the world. For if you love the things in the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Don't love the world, love God. Don't love those things. Now, you have to have things. You got to have money. You got to have a car. You got to have a house. But don't love those things. Don't live for those things. Live for God. And the peace of God will be with you. Praise the Lord. Okay, I want everybody to stand up now. It is said that the brain can absorb as much as the fanny can endure. I want all of you to get up and get your blood circulating out of your feet back up to your mind. Jump up and down a little bit and praise God. Praise your name. And we're going to have a mass deliverance service. How many of y'all have never been in a mass deliverance service? How many of y'all have been in a mass deliverance service before? Hold up your hands. Okay. I will bind these things. They are spirits. We are fighting a spiritual battle. We come against spirits. The battle is not against flesh and blood. The battle is against evil, principalities and powers and authorities and the rulers of darkness of this world. And you have to separate yourself from the evil. And in forgiving people, you have to separate the evil from the person who hurt you. Realize that that person didn't hurt you. It was the devil with his evil working through that person hurt you. And so you have to, and you say, God, help me to separate the evil so I can forgive that person and pray that God will touch them and bring them to salvation. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And so we fight against these spirits. We bind them and we command them to come out. Now they come out, so the spirits generally come out through the breathing passages. They come out through your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, you can cough. To be cast out means to give a quick jerk and vomit. Now, when I got delivered the first time, I was on the second row over there, and God threw me on the floor, and I vomited. And then the man who had the service called out a second spirit, and I saw a roll in it. And the third spirit I vomited again, and then I just said it sort of rolled in it, and some poor soul, Brother Doug, came over and sort of took pity on me. Instead, he didn't touch me, just said like this and prayed for me. And then I had to get up and go down to the shower bin down there, that building down there, and take a shower in my clothes, you know, to wash all the vomit off. Praise God, I still remember it. But you know something? I got my dignity back. You know, you're going to sigh, you're afraid you're going to lose your dignity. If you got to choose between your demons and your dignity, don't worry about your dignity. You can get that back, but get rid of the demons. Let the demons go. So don't try to suppress. Let what happens happen. Let it come out. Just let it happen. We know how to handle the demons. You just let it happen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Say, dear Lord, I love you. Lord, I want to be free. I believe that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the Son of God, was manifested in the flesh, died on the cross for my sin, was dead and buried, raised from the dead on the third day for my justification, ascended into heaven, sits on the right hand of the Father, ever to make intercession for me. God is my Father. Jesus Christ is my big brother. I have been translated into the kingdom of God. I am an ambassador for the Most High God. I am not of this world. I am in this world, but not of it. I'm an ambassador of God. And as God's ambassador, I have a right to call on the armed forces of the kingdom of God to fight my battles with the enemy. The devil is my enemy, and all of his underlings. I bind him in Jesus' name. I repent, Lord, for the sins of my ancestors and my sin in the name of Jesus. Jesus was made a curse for me that I might be delivered from the curse of the law. I repent, Lord, the sin of fornication, the sin of incest, the sin of adultery, the sin of illegitimacy, the sin of whoredom, the sin of bondage, wine and new wine and whoredom, steal the soul, take away the soul. I call back my soul, and I release from me any foreign soul in me. I break all ungodly soul ties to anyone, living or dead, who's ever dominated me, controlled me in any way contrary to the will of God. I break any ungodly soul ties to anyone I've ever lusted after, had intercourse with. That's out of the bonds of matrimony. Lord Jesus, cleanse me with your blood. Lord, I confess, there's some people I've got resentment against. Lord, your word says that I should forgive these people. If I do not forgive them, I am still in my sin. Lord, you help me. You touch me. Your word says that forgiveness is of the Lord. Lord, is an act of my will. I forgive. I give up the right to revenge to anyone who's ever hurt me in any way. I ask you to bless them, Lord, and bring them to salvation in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it, Lord. Let me see them, Lord, as the child you created, and separate them from the evil that is within them. Bless them, Lord, and bring them to salvation. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God. I confess the sin of the occult. I bind the spirit of witchcraft, divination, sorcery, in the name of Jesus, that have come down through the family line. I bind the spirit of the python, the spirit of the witch, the spirit of Jezebel. I bind them and I cast them out. I don't want them in my lives. In the name of Jesus, I confess my sexual sin, Lord. And I cast out that spirit of whoredom in my life. In the name of Jesus. For it is written in Joel 2:32, anyone called upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Thank you, Lord. I command these spirits to be gone. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Everybody say amen. Let's sit down. Now, I want you to put both feet on the floor. Why both feet on the floor? Remember when you were a little child, you said, I said that, but I didn't mean it because I had my fingers crossed. And y'all ever done that? I had my toes crossed. I had my legs crossed. I wouldn't tell the truth because I had my fingers crossed. Well, the devil, that's a witchcraft sign, and the devil said you cross your legs, you don't really mean it. I don't have to believe it because you got legs crossed. Now, the devil, absolute legalist. Now, you know, the devil's a defeated foe. And all he has is the power of deception and the power of legalism. Derek Prince tells the story of a man who inherited a sizable fortune. Legally his. Will had been read. The money was his. But he had some relatives that felt like they deserved part of that money, even though they weren't mentioned in the will. So they hired themselves a crooked lawyer. And they contested the will. And that lawyer used every dirty legal trick in the book. Took them 7 years. Took that man 7 years before he finally got his money. That was legally his all the time. But that crooked lawyer man, he was twisting here and twisting there and looking yonder. And that's the devil. He is a perfect legalist, and he's like that crooked lawyer, and he don't want you to have your deliverance. That's the reason I say don't cross your legs. Don't cross your arms. You put your hands in your lap and your feet on the floor and you look and you say, dear Lord, set me free. And the devil can't have me. Okay? Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, now I'm going to call these things out. You agree with me. And if I call out something you don't think's in you, that's fine. You just agree with it, because if it ain't there, it won't come out. But if it's there, it'll come out. And you just push and you agree in your mind. Don't talk. Don't pray in tongues. You can't receive and give out at the same time. You can't receive deliverance while you're praying in tongues. You've got to sit there and agree with me in your mind and set your will against it. Okay? Now, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirits of rejection and fear. I bind all the Hittite spirits. I break the curse of rejection over these people that's come down through the family line. I break that curse of rejection in the name of Jesus Christ. And I bind all the Hittites and the Amorite spirits in the name of Jesus and the Hivites in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirit of Cana, which means rejected or despised. I bind and I say, Canaanite, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You leave these people. Come out, all you Canaanites, all you Amorites, all you Hittites. I bind the spirit of fear of not being good enough, fear of not being loved, fear of not being wanted, fear of not being perfect. In the name of Jesus, I bind you. Fear all around, mogobogo, fear mogobogo, I bind you. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power, all the fear. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of being criticized. Fear of a failure. Come out in the name of Jesus. All fear. Fear, come out now. And I speak to the Amorites of pride. Come out, all the haughty spirits, the scorning spirits. A haughty, proud, and haughty spirit, scorner is his name. I bind the spirits of scorning. I bind the stiff-necked spirits. I bind the critical spirits, the scorning spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Unteachable spirits. Come out, the spirits of being unteachable, being deceived, the self-deception spirits, the spirits of deception. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power. Come out, you deceiving spirits, you Pharisee spirits, you ecclesiastical spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All you lying spirits, come out now in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of rebellion now in the name of Jesus. Rebellion is a sin of divination. I bind it. I come against the spirit of bitterness now. I pull out the root of bitterness out of your back. I pull out the root of bitterness. I pull out the knife of betrayal in the name of Jesus. I pull out the bitter words that have been spoken against you. The bitter curses that have been spoken. I counsel them in Jesus' name. And I break their power and I command them to go. Go now. All the bitter accusations in the name of Jesus Christ. All the bitter words that have been spoken said you'll never amount to anything. You'll never be any good. You'll always be dumb. You're just worthless. I bind all those worthless words in the name of Jesus. It says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in condemnation, we refute or refuse. We declare it wrong in the name of Jesus, and we command it to go. Go. Yes, you will go in the name of Jesus. I break your power in the name. I break the curse over you in the name of Jesus. I break the curse in the name of Jesus. Jesus was made a curse that you might be delivered from the curse of the law. You're not married to her. The blood of Jesus Christ has annulled your covenant. You come out in the name of Jesus. These are coveted children of God, and I break your power. Come out in the name of Jesus. All bondage. Bondage to fear. Bondage to nicotine. Bondage to marijuana. Bondage to alcohol. Bondage to shame. Come out, bondage spirits. Come on out. You didn't have a spirit again to bondage to fear. Come out, bondage spirits. Come out. Come out, bondage. Bondage, we break your power. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All the bondage spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. 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 Come out, fear. Fear and anxiety in the heart brings depression. Come out, depression and heaviness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power. I break the power of fear and depression in the name of Jesus Christ. I break the power of heaviness. Come out in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of anger and rage and hostility and murder that come from bitterness, bitter spirits that cause anger, rage, murder, and hostility. I command you to leave God's people now. Come out. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Just leave God's people now. Come on out. All anger, rage, and hostility and murder. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you and I break your power. Come on out. All spirits of accusation and self-accusation, accusing and critical spirits. I come out the spirit. I command the spirits of envy and jealousy to come out. The spirits of idolatry, of envy and jealousy and covetousness. I bind you, you idolatrous devils. Come out in the name of Jesus. The worship of the things in the world. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Leave God's people. I break your power. I break your power now. Come on out of God's people. Now, in the name of Jesus, every bit of you, in Jesus' name be gone. In Jesus' name be gone. All spirits of accusation, self-accusation, come on out. Condemnation, self-condemnation, come out. All spirits of self-hatred, I bind the spirit of self-hatred. I want to be somebody else. I don't want to be that person. Come on out of there. That person's not good enough. I want to be somebody better. Come out in the name of Jesus. If I could just be skinny like Susie, if I could just have a big boobs like Johnny, if I could just have muscles like Joe, come out in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of unworthiness, come out. Unworthy spirits, come out. In the name of Jesus, I bind you and I break your power. You will leave God's people now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! 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 Self-hatred! I bind you in Jesus' name. Leave self-hatred. Leave in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of schizophrenia. Schizophrenia. I bind you and I break your power. Leave now. I bind the spirits of perfectionism. I'm going to be perfect. Nobody can criticize me. I'm going to be perfect. I'm not going to make any mistakes. I'm going to be perfect. I bind that spirit. I bind the spirits of imperfection, of intolerance and criticism and anger and rage. Come out, you spirits of perfection. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you. I put the hook of the Holy Ghost in your nose and I pull you out in Jesus' name. I bind the spirits of Leviathan and pride. Come out, Leviathan and pride. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, you Amorite devil. I bind you and I break your power in the name of Jesus Christ. You will leave now. Leave God's child in Jesus' name. Be gone, all of you. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. All of you, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, I break your power in Jesus' name. I come against the spirits of incest, incest. Come out. Come out, incest, adultery, incest, illegitimacy, fornication. Come out, incest, spirits of incest. In the name of Jesus, I bind you and I break your power. You can't torment God's people anymore. Perverseness, come out. Spirits of perverse spirits, come on out. Spirits of perverseness, homosexuality, lesbianism, pedophilia, flashers, window peoples, window talk, peeping toms, transvestite. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All you perverse spirits, I bind you in Jesus' name and I command you to leave God's people. Come on out. I put the hook of the Holy Ghost in your nose and I pull you out. I send the hornets from heaven to drive you out. I send the hornets from heaven to drive you out. Lord, you said you'd send your angel before us to drive them out of the land. Send your angels, Lord, now. Attack them and pull them out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord God. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Spirit flow into them now, Lord. Touch them. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I come against the spirits of infirmity. By your stripes we have been healed. By the stripes of Jesus you have been healed. I bind all infirmity spirits. I bind the infirmity spirits of allergy now. In the name of Jesus, come through. The spirit of self-hatred, come down through the family line. I break the curse of allergy in the name of Jesus. I command the curse of allergy to be gone in Jesus' name. I break the curse of allergy in the name of Jesus. Come out. All hay fever, all asthma, all high blood pressure. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Come on out. Out. All sinusitis in the name of Jesus. All spirits of encephalitis. Come out. All spirits of epilepsy, the deaf and dumb demon. I bind it and I break its power. And I say, epilepsy, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak healing and restitution to God's people. All spirits of deafness, I bind you, you deaf spirits, you dumb spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All you deaf and dumb spirits, come on out. I speak to spiritual glaucoma and blindness in the name of Jesus, and optic atrophy and cataracts, and I bind it in the name of Jesus. I command them to go. Go. Line up with the Word of God. God says they've been healed in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to the spirits of pyrrhea in the name of Jesus. And root canals in the name of Jesus. Root canals and pyrrhea and carious teeth come out in the name of Jesus. I speak healing to the teeth. Lord, fill their teeth. Fill their teeth, Lord God. Touch them and fill their teeth, Lord. Let their gums be healthy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I touch pyrrhea in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone, pyrrhea. Be gone, root canals, in the name of Jesus. Be gone, carious teeth, in the name of Jesus. Be gone, laryngitis, in the name of Jesus. Be gone, thyroid problems. We bind you all in the name of Jesus. We say, be delivered of them in the name of Jesus Christ. All Hashimoto's disease, in the name of Jesus. Go! In Jesus' name. All low thyroid, high thyroid, no thyroid, be gone in the name of Jesus. Flesh, line up with the Word of God. I speak to the heart trouble. I speak to fear. Fear leave, for men's hearts will fail for fear. I say to fear, be gone. I say to heart failure, line up with the Word of God. I say to myocarditis, be gone. I say rhythm problems, be gone in the name of Jesus. Go! Go in Jesus' name. All you rhythm problems, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! Go! High blood pressure, be gone. Go! Low blood pressure, be gone. I speak to stomach problems. I speak to gastric reflux. I speak to gastric reflux, acid gastric reflux, duodenal ulcers, H. pylori. I bind you and I command you to be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Go! Go, esophageal reflux. Go. Scarring. Go. In the name of Jesus. I speak to duodenitis and enteritis. Come out. And Crohn's disease. Speak to Crohn's disease. Be gone. I bind you. These are rejected children. These are children of the living God. Go, Crohn's disease. I speak to fibromyalgia. Go in the name of Jesus. I speak to fibrosis. Go. I speak to arthritis. And I bind and break the power of arthritis in the name of Jesus. I speak healing and restitution to God's people. Go! Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to menorrhagia. Go. I speak to PMS. And I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to barrenness. Barren spirits. Keep women from conceiving the seed thus of God. In the name of Jesus, go, barrenness. Barren in the spirit world. Barren in the real world. Barren. Barren spirits, go. Impotent spirits, go. Impotence, go. I bind you all in Jesus' name. Dyspareunia, go. Frigidity, go. Vaginitis, uteritis, cystitis. I bind you all and command you to be gone now. Colitis, go. I speak to pain in the muscles now. I speak to muscle cramps. I speak to arthritis. I speak to the joints now. I speak to joints. Be healed. I speak to joints. I speak to knees. I speak to hips. And I say, line up with the Word of God. Come out of there, you serpentine devils. Come out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed in the name of Jesus. All right, you python devil, come out of her. I bind you, you python devil. You come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You turn her loose. You spirit of the python, I break your power. You turn her loose in the name of Jesus Christ. You hear me? You have to hear me. I bind you and come break your power. I speak to diabetes, brain tumors, cancer. I speak to cancer and brain tumors in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to cervicitis and cervical cancer and breast cancer, all cancer, and I say be gone. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Anybody got a disease I didn't mention? Depression. Fear and the anxiety in the heart brings depression. Be gone, fear, in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear causes hearts to fail. Be gone, fear. It causes high blood pressure. Go. In the name of Jesus. Go. Go.
So, you Python devil, you turn her loose in Jesus' name. Turn her loose, Python. Come on. Be gone. I put the hook of the Holy Ghost in your nose and I drag you out. That's right. Drag you out. Loosen the hornets from heaven to drive you out. I loosen the spirits of fire and destruction upon you to burn you out, Python. I speak to Condylema. Condylema, I break the curse. I break the curse. That's right. You are not married to this child of God. That's right. She is married to Jesus Christ. You will turn her loose now in Jesus' name and be gone. Go. All you Python devils, all you Condylema spirits, be gone in the name of Jesus. Touch her, Lord. Heal her. Thank you, Lord. Drive it out. In the name of Jesus. Praise you and bless you and glorify you in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody stand up and receive. Oh, Lord. Heal them now, Lord God. Heal them, Lord. Heal them with your spirit, Lord God. Drive it all out, Lord. Everything, Lord, and fill them with your spirit. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hold up your hands and praise Him with a grateful heart. Hallelujah. Praise your name. And all God's folks said amen.
Amen.
God bless the food and those that prepared it, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.